team needs to play with a little bit more edge?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we can make it hard on teams if we're physical and stuff like that. Those games are also a lot more fun to play in, the ones that are kind of on the edge a little bit. But, you know, I'd agree with that. We have to make sure we kind of come out and play with a little more, I guess, attitude and edge. But kind of be careful of how far we go over, because we've had some penalty trouble. So I think anytime you play with emotion or you kind of play that style, it's obviously it's going to help us out.
It seems easy to say that you need to just come up with more edge, but it's showing that it's been difficult maybe for this group to do. How do you change that?
I think that starts individually. You know, you want to go through it as a group, but, I mean, individually you have to get yourself ready, and then that kind of leaks through to the group. So as long as, you know, you're preparing yourself and getting ready for, you know, what you bring to the table or what you can do for the team, you know, hopefully everyone in the room kind of does that, and that kind of, you know, starts and sets the tone from the start.
What are the strengths of the St. Louis team for you? Do you see them?
They're just a good team. They play a good team game. They've been that way for a few years now, and, you know, they're a big, strong team that, you know, they work hard and play the full three periods. So, you know, it'd be a good challenge for us. But, you know, it's something that, you know, we have to be ready from the start if we're going to, you know, kind of, you know, go throughout the game and play with, you know, kind of their style.
Do you take any credit for Ron Hainsey's scoring prowess this year? He seems to find.
No, I don't. Maybe he's not my D partner anymore. He's starting to get some success. But, and I didn't see any of his goals, but I heard about him. So it's nice to hear that, you know, friends around the league that are doing well.